Hakaf means when it grows lower. Rashi says hakaf means melamatu al beisarechem, by the womb. Kimin tapua gavoya means over there by the womb where the stomach grows lower. That's also simin over there to say that she's a begaris. V'chein hoyu b'shem ben yechoy yomer. Shleish yishimonim nosachom bisha. There are three simonim at the chom give barnisha. Melamato ukinegdo melamalo pogo. On the bottom and on top, it's called the pogo. Which is unlike fig above. And so, that's a simon, the stomach. She has no simonim lamato either. I mean, he's going like this. There are simonim lamato connected mamala. That pogo milamala, in other words, if she has no breast on top, says, be you do or shloi hevi or shtei sirus, we know for sure she has no two sirus. Boichu, we said that's when she starts to develop a little bit. Milamala is be you do or shloi hevi or shtei sirus. That's a good simon to say that about that she has two sirus in the bottom, and therefore she's considered a gedela. Samo, that's when the breasts even grow more, fully grown. Milmala, then if you do a shnismach hakaf, that's a simon that's already by a womb, it started to bend over, lower down, that's even a bigger simon. My kaf, what does it mean? This kaf, omurafuna, mokum tapuach. It's like a mokum, it looks like an apple over there. Yesh lamalam, yesh mokum, a little above a mokum erva. Kibit shemagadelith, the older she gets, mismach velech, it grows down, comes downwards. Nothing more says, Sholuas Rebbe, the Yesk Rebbe, Halacha Kedivri Mi, who do we paskin like? What's exactly called the Bageris? So Sholchalu, he answered back and said, Kedivri Ku Mahachmer, you have to go according to all of them Mahachmer. In other words, Lechum we go, the one that's more Makel, so right away it's called the Bageris, the father can't be made from the Dorim. Mashenkim is Lechumra, the other way we go Lechumra, the kids and all the Lachas go Lechumra, that she's not called the Bageris till she has all these Simonim. Now it says, that Rabbi Papa, Rabbi Chanina, bread, Rabbi Ko, Chad Masniho, someone dismembered that yes, Rabbi, what's the locha? Nisai Kedir Rekulum Lahachman, this locha of Bagaris. But Vechad, the other one, Masniachot Saturis. He Rabbi answered that halacha, the locha is Kedir Rekulum, the Gayatri Shalom, what exactly is called the Chotzer or courtyard of Tsuris? We'll soon see what that means. The Tanan, we learn like this. Isaiah Chotzi Tsuris, what's called the Chotzer of Tsuris? Shechayevus Bamaisa. That when the parents is brought into this chotzer already, it's called Knisa Labayis, like Knisa Lechotzer, that it's chayiv and truma semaisers. So what is called this chotzer, knows hamishtameris, that's kavua lemaiser. It has to be a chotzer kavua, that's watched. So b'shimenai mechotzer hatsurius, that means shakelim nishmaram b'taychay. That you can leave your utensils there, that's watched, you're not afraid to be stolen from there. Halig Mor says, the my chotzer hatsurius, what do we call it? Chotzer kotzer hatsurius. Used to put a shomer watchman over the door to the chotzer. So therefore, because everything inside was considered watched, and therefore, the tefua that came in there was already mechuyev and trumas to meisus. Rabbi Akiva, says, "Kol shechut pasech v'yechanoy p'tura." If you have, let's say, two doors there, and one person opens and another person closes it, so then you're even the same door. But as long as there's not one person taking care of it, you have two different people, you're p'tur, that's not called the chotzer mishtameris he holds. In other words, if one person's in charge, you'll know it'll be watched. But once you have two different people in charge, they can taste this one will take care, that one will take care, that's not called the chotzer mishtameris. Rabbi Nechemya Aymer, Kol Sheinodim Boish Lecha B'techa Chayebis, a person not embarrassed eating, or is private, not afraid people will come in, that's already called the chotzer mishtameris that you chayim trumas amaisis. Rabbi Yosiya Mikoshe Nechnosnim Lo, whoever walks into the chotzer, when Imra, they did not say to him, Ma'atum Avakish, what are you doing here? It's Ptura. That's not called the chotzer mishtameris, you're part of the trumas amaisis. Rabbi Yuduainer, Shtei Chatzer Zulufnim, you have two courtyards, one inside the other. So Apinimi is Chayevis, that's called watch, that's called Mishtamer. The inside one taker is Chayev and Trumas Amaisis. The two is brought in there. But Vachitzoin, the outside one, Ptur is like a part of Trumas Amaisis. Shalwas Rebbe, the Yesk Rebbe, Allah Gedivri, who's Allah alike? Or Malu, he said back to Malach Gedivri, Kul Mahachmir. You have to go like all of them, Lahachmir, and this is Shaila. That whether you're Potter or Chayev and Trumas Amaisis, whichever way you go, Lahachmir, you have to be Mahachmir. Like Rashi said, Dim Yesh Pechad Mikol Eilu Chayovim. Vim Yesham Shaymer Chayev Krebi Shmuel. So if you have only one of these things, you have to go to Chumah to say, you're Chayev and Trumas Amaisis. But when again lekula the other way, enachnaimer, then you say it's only lekula if you have all these tanoim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be bas esrim shana? Let's say a girl is 20 years old. Bas esrim shana. Shlo yavi shtei sarish. She did not bring yet two hairs b'yosem makom. So loch is tovi rai at this age. So she had a loch like a katana until now. Because that's the loch, even though she's 12 years old, but if she doesn't have shnei sarish, she's not a gedela. But now when she reaches 20, so the halacher is tovi rai she bas esrim shana. Let her bring a proof that she's 20 years old. Vi islandis, and that's called an islandis. An island is called the gedela. She's such a lady that will never have Cyrus. So therefore, she has loch like an islandis, and therefore she has a shame gedela right now. But the loch is loichaletzis lemis yabemis. Since she's an islandis, there's no din chalitza, no din yibam, because the loch of yibam is lohakim zara. And if she can't have children, she's an islandess, she's not a yaledess, there's no mitzvah yibam. What's going to be ben esrim shana, a boy that's 20 years old? For lo yehevi shtei shana, he didn't bring 2 hairs yet, he didn't grow 2 hairs via samokim. Is again, up until now, he was considered like a cotton, but now, yobi rai yishu ben esrim, she'll let him bring a proof that he's 20 years old, shu ben esrim shana. Vusaris, that's called the saris, a man that like cannot have children. That's called a man. And therefore, the same thing, if he's the only brother alive, there's no mitzvah yibam, there's no mitzvah chalitza, because there's no kiyam of lohokim zora. Elu divrei beis hillel, these are words of beis hillel. However, beis shammai says no, ze beze ben ishmoinim esrim, he is not 20 but 18 years old. When the girl or boy becomes 18 years old and they have no cyrus, then they have a lach like an idleness, like a cyrus. Rabbi Lezer Weimer Hazocha Gedivre Beisilu, Hazocha Taku is at 20 years old. The Yanakeva Gedivre Beishamai, but Yanakeva is not 18 years old. She Isha Mamaheras Lovi Lefneish, because the Isha has Simonim faster than a man does. Therefore, by an Isha, if she doesn't have Simonim by 18, she's called an idleness. And a man, if he doesn't have Simonim by 20, then he has luck like a Saurus. So he has luck like a Godol at that time. We will see some Achlekis when it comes to Gedivre Mafreya or not. How the Gemara says, we're minu, I have a question. It says, Echad li ben tisha shonim v'yem echad, v'yechad li ben esrim, shlehevi shtei Cyrus. And the same halacha, whether he's 9 years old or 20 years old without Cyrus, he's still called like a cotton. So you see here, even though he's 20 years old, he's still called like a cotton. Omer av shmo barab yitzchok, omer rav, v'ushanol deboi simoni Cyrus. So that's what our Mishnah says, when he's 20 years old, he's called the Saurus, the Lachal of a Godol, that's only if he also has a Simoni Saurus. Like Rashi says, I'm a Furoshim Baruch, it means Kol Shem Besarim, Moitevel, he doesn't sweat, when he Kishu Rechitz, or Sarra Lok, his hair is a little bit weak, or Besarim Machlik, and his skin is very smooth. So if he has these Simonim, and now he becomes 20 years old without Cyrus, that's when our Mishnah is talking about, they say he has luck like a Saurus. But if he doesn't have the Yavi Simonim, that's the price, even though he's 20 years old, he's still considered like a cotton, Ben Tess. Omar Rav, so says now, Omar Rav, they can never bring your proof force. The Tanya says in the Mishnah, Vu Saurus, he's a Saurus Shmamino. Mashma that he has already these simonim. Now the Gemara says, "Asal v'chiloi noldoloi simonim saris." A person does not have any of these simonim. His skin is not smooth. Sad kam, until how old can he become that we still say it's called a cotton? Like when does he become a godel? So Tony Rabbi Chiyad Reiv Shneisim, until most of his years pass by, usually we say that's 35. Kios lekaim the Rabbi Chiyah. We came in front of Rabbi Chiyah. I kochish omlu avruya. If he was a weak person, we say, if he was skinny, like, let him become fat. Ibori was a fat person, amalu achusha, become weak, become skinny. Ta'ani simonim zinu diyosti machmen kechushai, zinu diyosti machmen is briyusa. So a person came to me when he's 20 years old, didn't have simonim, like he was telling me if he was too fat, like lose weight, or he's too skinny, gain weight, because sometimes, because of this loss of weight, of gain of weight, that could cause him to have these simonim. That could cause this morning to come. Omar Rav, Hilchasa Bekula Pirka, what's the luck of this Pirka and Mies Lies? In other words, Rashi says, what's called like 13 years old, or what's called 20 years old, not from Rosh Hashanah time, but Mies Lies from the time that he's born. He has to be alive 20 years from his birthday to the 20th year of that birthday, not from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Kula Pirka Mies Lies. We learned tanan, we did not learn like this. No, not every case is like this. Certain cases yes, and certain cases no. Rashi says, "Heichad etnan yemecho going bas shalishon v'yemechod kul demastisim bar misef v'toni bas esrim shleibi shtei sirus to osim leibinan esrim shleimim." And when she nichnasu yemecho b'shon esrim, well, kusun see, it's more like this: bishleim melula korn tula haynu v'toni hocho yemecho. Here it says 20 years and one day, it means a complete 20 years. V'ocho leketorn doesn't say complete 20 years. So it's good to chilek one. You need 20 years and one not. El Larav, listening, let it say it all over, Yemechor, according to him, it's always Meslais. V'yoy toni Reb Yosef by Kippur. V'yoy toni, we learn like this, that Reb Yosef and Kippur, Reb Yishum Reb Loza, that Shnas Esrim, the 20th year, Shiyotzim Imenu Shloshim Yom, with 30 days passed by, and the Zim is 20th year, and 30 days went by, Harei Kishnas Esrim, the whole Debrah, that's to say like you lived 20 complete years already. V'chein hara Rabbi Blud, that's why Rabbi also paskin the Lud, that Shnas Shemay Nesrei, the 18th year, Shiyotzim Menu Shloshim Yom, notice he had 17 years completely, and now he has 30 days in his 18th year, has already Kishmay Nesrei, Kishnas Shemayim Asara L'chol Devarim, still like it's 18 years old completely. So again, you see certain times you do not need to complete 18 years. That's enough 17 years and a month. So Bishleim Alarid the Rebbe Uder Rebbe Yosi by Kippur Lakash is Nostira. Hoke Beisham Hoke Beisila. One goes 18, one goes according to 20. El Rav Kasha, according to Rav it's a Kasha. That Rav says at all times you have to have Mies Lies. So that's the kashi. You see, you don't have to have mace lace. You see, 30 days is enough of the last year. So Marin says, really, Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. And the Tanoi learn like this. Shona Mura B'Kodshim, that's what it says, the Kabonis, how old it is. Or Shona Mura B'Boti Orichoymo. Or Shtei Shonim Shebesod Achuzo. Or Shtei Shonim Shebeved Ivri. Fichain Shebeben Lechav Shebevas. Kulu mace lace. The rule goes both to the birthday, exactly when they're born, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, 13 years old, goes to call Meis Leis. Hamur Shonamur Makotshim, you know how you know this? Amar Rabacher by Yaakov, Omakon the Apostle says, Keves ben Shinosoi. Means Shinosoi Shaloi, go boss his year, how old this Keves is, this limb is. Vulay Shonashamin Olam, no go boss of the year of Rosh Hashanah, it's not totally in the year of the day of the year, but his birthday. Shana Mur Maboti Arechaima, that we say the first year you have a right. That you have 1 year to redeem it back, and afterwards you can't get it back anymore. Minolo na Makro, Toim Shnas Mimkoroi. Means Mimkoro Shaloi, the year that you sold it, when it finishes the year that you sold it, that's it, then you can't redeem it anymore. But Veloi Shnas Shemin Oilam, and Ongo Boss of the Minyan Oilam, the boss of the years, of the date of the month of the years. Shonim Sheb Steachuza, we say by Steachuza that if you moicher a Steachuza, a mut, you can't redeem it before it's less than 2 years. You have to wait till the person eats Lokech, eats in the first 2 years, then you can redeem it back. How do we know that? Steachuza Minol, on the Kodah Pasuk says, the Mispar Shnei Tfuas Yimach Lecho. The Mispar Mishat Moicher Shalish Tfuas Vishtei Shonim. You don't go boss of the crops of the year of Rosh Hashanah, but you go boss from the time you sold it 2 years later, those first 2 years, you cannot redeem it back only afterwards. Skits, we see here, we go boss of the minion of the Shnas Shaloi, and not boss of the Shnas of the minion Oilam. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on to the next tape. You were holding that Memchev Samad Aleph on top with Mil Shiloh. When the Torah says a year, does it mean the year from day to day? Or does it mean the year starting from the beginning of Rosh Hashanah? So again, the last shaila was, how do we know that by stei achuzo, that the locha is that you can't redeem it back the first 2 years? How do we know when those 2 years are up? So the last thing we're down the post, we know, no makro, post says, the mispah, on top of the Gemara now, that memchis meralef, the mismah shnei tvuos.